Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 153 of our classic podcast, the Phil Henry Classic Podcast, BSP only. And this is Steve Bozell, and it's Steve at my most favorite, where he's lost a bet, and he didn't quite understand the ramifications of the bet that he was making originally, and now he's expected to pay off. And when you're dealing with guys like Cliff Pettigrew and Roy Hutchins, who live just to fuck with you, then Steve should know by now he's in for a serious ride. And in this particular episode, Saddam Hussein has been captured. This is from December 16th of 2003, right after, in fact, that weekend, Hussein was captured by U.S. forces. And Steve had bet his co-workers that we would never find Saddam Hussein. In fact, he bet all of these co-workers that he'd give them oral sex, essentially a blowjob, if, in fact, Saddam Hussein was caught. And guess what? Not only was he caught, but that morning when Steve came to work, there was Cliff Pettigrew and all the guys from the crew lined up with their pants down. So Steve is suing, and that's the only thing he knows how to do. He's suing from every different direction. He's suing for all kinds of different reasons. Let's listen to his rationality here, or I should say his rationale. There is no rationality. Episode 153, Steve Bozell, the Phil Henry Classic Podcast.
Getting reaction to the catch of Saddam Hussein. And, sir, you were talking about, this catching a lot of people by surprise?
First I want to say, Mr. Henry, I think it's good that they caught Saddam Hussein, but I think the president has to realize that this did take us by surprise. And
Why have you retained an attorney?
Yes, sir. Well, I am the owner of a construction company, and last summer we have an annual get-together for the men on my crew, and I was talking with some of the guys who run the job sites for me. And
These were employees?
Yes. And I told my attorney as well that I had been drinking beer that afternoon, but nothing really stronger than that. It was just having a few beers, but the discussion was about whether we would ever find Saddam Hussein. And most of the guys that I was talking to seemed to think that we would, and I thought they were really just a bunch of armchair generals, because I personally read up a lot on war, and I also am a member of a Civil War reenactment group.
Well, you said you disagreed with these men. These were friends of yours. They said he will be found, and you disagreed. You said he wouldn't be found, right?
I told them that there was no way that I thought they would ever find him, because they had not yet gotten Osama bin Laden, and they of course never got Hitler, and they were talking, and it was sort of disrespecting my knowledge. And so I told them that if the U.S. ever found Saddam Hussein, I said I would, and I had been drinking, but I was sure that they would never find him.
So you told these guys, you bet these guys something, that the U.S. would never find Saddam Hussein, and that's the basis for your lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Well, we get to the point. It was something sexual?
It was men talking to each other, and men will often talk in crude ways and humorous ways about things. And so,
all right, without getting really graphic, what did you say to the? I mean, I know you guys were all drinking beer, and they said they're going to find Saddam, and you said no.
The other thing I just wanted people to know is I'm not a homosexual. What I said was that I said something. I'm confident I would never have to pay up anyway.
So what did you bet?
I told my attorney, I told him that if the U.S. ever found Saddam Hussein, I would give every guy there, I would give him oral sex. And, of course, there's no way I was going to do it. And there was no way.
But this joking wager turned a little ugly then. So you said to each guy there, if they ever find Saddam Hussein, you'll give each and every one of them oral.
That is correct, yes, sir. And, of course, I was not serious.
But you made this wager, and they did find Saddam Hussein yesterday.
That is correct, yeah.
So this morning this wager turned ugly?
Yeah. I showed up for work, and when I went to the warehouse, my secretary said the foreman wanted to talk to me. And make a long story short, I went in my office, and there was all six of them there, and they had removed their pants and their underwear, and they told me they were there to collect on the bet. And I told them to get out of my office. I didn't think it was funny.
Now, they didn't assault you or anything, did they?
No, they didn't assault me, but it became obvious that the office was in on it. I could hear laughter. My secretary, Johnette DiPolitano, she was laughing. And I was made the butt of a joke. And
so these guys were joking about collecting. They didn't exactly want you to give them moral sex.
No, they were joking, but entire company, you know, something funny, and my secretary, too. In the last year, I was on the Barbara Streisand website because I subscribed to her newsletter, and on there she said that Bush was stupid, and so I felt it was a good bet that he would never find Saddam because he is stupid, and the fact that he found him raises questions now about Ms. Streisand, what I believe about her. But through it all, I didn't know they'd find Saddam Hussein, and these guys, you know, obviously put some fear to me coming in my office with their pants off and that kind of thing.
All right, so, Mr. And we're talking with Stephen Bozell. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Why do you blame President? You made a bet with some guys that they'd never find Saddam Hussein. They found him. And your wager with these men was that you'd give them all oral sex, which I know you weren't serious.
No, sir, I was not.
And these guys were not serious about collecting, were they?
No, sir, they were. Well, I don't know, but they, I don't think so. I mean, I know these guys, but having their pants off and everything, and also my secretary laughing at me, it is my feeling that President Bush and the administration of this country has put me through a level of humiliation that I would not have had to go through it if they not found Saddam Hussein.
All right, now your lawsuit is filed, and you mentioned some names here. Cliff Pettigrew, Carmen Perica, Paul Compton, Don Older, Mitch King, and Carter Voges?
That is correct, yes.
Those are the people, and your secretary, Ms. Napolitano?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, now, you in this lawsuit say that they laughed at you, humiliated you, that Barbara Streisand's website also was part of a deceptive effort at making you believe that Bush was stupid or something?
No. What I said was my attorney's got all the information, but Barbara Streisand said last spring that Bush was stupid. And I thought, yeah, you know, and so I bet these guys, because I thought Bush is an idiot. Now, yesterday morning, and I don't think I'll ever forget it, I came into the kitchen because I wanted to watch the NFL Fox Sunday show, and I was going to get myself some breakfast, and my daughter says, Daddy, they caught Saddam Hussein. And I thought she was lying to me, and I'll never forgive myself for this, but I reached out and I struck the child.
You hit your daughter?
Yes, sir, I did.
Why? Because she was lying?
Because, not because she was lying, but because she was giving me news that I knew I had told some guys that I'd give them oral sex on, or whatever. And I wasn't serious about it, but I see myself, you know, on my knees with six guys there, and my daughter's telling me this.
So you instinctively slapped your daughter because it was bad news?
Yes, sir. It was a classic case of, you know, killing the messenger. But the most important thing, Mr. Henry, I apologize to my daughter. I think the most important thing to understand is that President Bush, while it's good that they found Saddam Hussein, he's also made a lot of us look stupid who didn't think he would find Saddam Hussein. And I always thought Bush was stupid. That's what everyone had said. And so on and so forth. Now he's turned around and found Saddam Hussein, which makes us look stupid, too, you know, and I guess I'm being kind of confusing.
Well, that's why you want to file a civil action against the president. Now, you realize you can't file a lawsuit against the president of the United States until after he's out of office.
That is correct. Yes, I know that. But I can file litigation. I can file a paperwork for litigation. And I'll take my chances after he leaves office.
But you want to sue President Bush for finding Saddam Hussein?
Not because he found him, but I almost had to give six men. I didn't almost have to, but you can imagine the humiliation of having to think you're going to have to give six guys, you know, oral jobs, you know. And I'm a father and a married man.
Well, you were not going to have to give oral sex to these guys. It was a joke bet. And I'm sure that they were joking when they came into your office with their pants off. I'm sure. Did you fire these guys? You're the boss.
No, I did not, sir. But, you know, I'm told I cannot fire anyone in the middle of a sexual harassment claim.
And so you're also claiming sexual harassment?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Because they had their pants off in your office. All right. Talking with Stephen Bozell, he owns a construction company in Corona, California, like so many Americans, followed the capture of Saddam Hussein, also had a wager with some friends of his last summer that Saddam Hussein would never be caught. His friends believed that Saddam Hussein would.
And also, Mr. Henry, if I could jump in.
Yeah.
My daughter, who I slapped because she said that they had found Saddam Hussein, I really feel that President Bush caused that because he was the one who created the environment for me to hit my daughter by finding Saddam Hussein in a time and at a place when most of us didn't think he'd be found, and it makes a lot of us look stupid.
All right, but okay, hold on for just a minute. But you made a bet that you didn't think he'd be found.
That is correct.
And your friends did, and you said you'd give them all oral sex if they found him, and you were kidding. I understand that. So they found Saddam Hussein yesterday. Your friends came into the office this morning with their pants off. You acknowledged not intending to collect the debt, but just as a joke, the whole office laughed at you, so you're suing all of them. You're suing your secretary. You also want to file some kind of action, litigation against the White House, the executive branch, because finding Saddam Hussein...
Well, I think there are millions of Americans right now who would agree with this, that in finding Saddam Hussein, George Bush has made a lot of us look stupid, because I thought he was stupid.
All right, hold on. Am I hearing in that man, I guess what I'm hearing in that man more than anything else is a frustration that they did find Saddam Hussein, and so therefore he feels stupid that he thought Bush was stupid? All right, in any event, he's filing legal action against some friends because he bet all of them that he'd give them oral sex if they ever found Saddam Hussein, and by God, they found him yesterday, and his friends came into his office with their pants off, thus, quote, humiliating him. I understand that, joke's a joke, but for him to blame Bush for it, he's also citing Barbara Streisand as one of the reasons why he was humiliated, because he believed her, and now he thinks she's dumber than Bush. You got me. I don't know where, Janice, you contacted this man, but I noticed I was disconnected from him so we could call him back. George Bush, has he made a lot of the doubters look stupid? This is one man who feels he has, and he's suing because of it. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, on the peripheral edge of reality.
Okay, Mr. Bozell, Stephen Bozell is with me. He's the owner of B&B Construction, sir.
I'm sorry, sir?
The name of your company?
Yes, sir. B&B Construction, Corona, California. Yes, sir.
All right, on Sunday morning, Paul Bremer had a press conference about the capture of, and Paul, Mr. Bremer is the U.S. civil administrator in Iraq. Tell me what happened. You were watching this?
I was, Paul Bremer came on at the press conference, and when he said, we got him, and at that time I was hoping maybe that it wasn't true, and that's when I slapped my daughter, because I was sure I was going to have to put...
Well, if it was a joke bet, you're not really going to give these guys oral sex.
No, but these guys are going to make me a laughing stock. I just as soon have my mouth on their things than be laughed at.
And you struck your daughter.
I struck my daughter because she just happened to be there. I got angry and I started swinging at a lampshade and I saw my daughter and I hit her.
Can I ask you, did you hit her with a fist?
I got with a closed fist, yes, sir.
Jesus, you really got upset, didn't you?
Well, you got to understand something. All the time, everybody said Bush was stupid, and Sean Penn and all of them, too. And then I subscribed to Barbara Streisand's newsletter. And then I tell everybody at this barbecue we had, and I've been involved in Civil War reenactments, and I have done all of that, and now I'm going to have a man's...
Dave, go ahead. Let me just take a phone call here. Go ahead. Dave? No, he's not there. Here is Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This guy's an idiot. Bush has done nothing but positive things. I think his daughter should file a lawsuit for hitting him. For hitting her.
Okay, so I guess you're going to tell me you thought they were going to get Saddam Hussein, too.
Excuse me?
Turn your radio down, Ace.
Yeah, I will.
Turn it down. What was your question again, Steve?
So you think that Saddam, I guess you thought they were going to get Saddam Hussein, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, I believe he gets
Saddam
Hussein.
Oh, yeah,
Hussein.
Sure. No, you didn't.
Oh, and this why
is,
not?
This is the whole point I'm trying to make, Mr. Henry. Everybody said that it was a whole big mess, and now everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon.
Well, hey, here, did you not want us to go after Saddam?
I did, there? But there's no way they were going to catch him.
Did we catch him?
Yes, we did, technically.
Okay, yeah, we did catch him. I mean, how can you dispute that?
Because everybody said Bush was too stupid to do it.
Bush was stupid to do it? Well, you're kind of stupid to punch your daughter.
Yeah, it's a little dumb to punch your daughter and to make a bet.
So why would you do that?
That was not stupidity. That was anger, and I admit it's wrong.
Anger?
I admit it was wrong.
Why don't you punch a wall or something? Why don't you punch yourself? You know, out of all people, your daughter?
You talk about stupid punching yourself? That's not a stupid thing.
Let me tell you, I would never punch my daughter.
Over something
like that. Bush has done nothing but positive things. He's probably one of the best presidents ever.
Right.
And what did you expect?
You're telling
me that you didn't think we were going to catch Saddam. We caught Saddam. What do you want to do? Just let him run the country the way he does? You want him to run the country the way he was doing it?
Mr. Bozell.
Killing all those people?
Hold on, Chris. Chris, hold on. Mr. Bozell, the guy asked a good question. Did you not want us to catch him?
What I'm saying is that on the Barbara Streisand website...
Well, at the Barbara Streisand website, fine. They say Bush is an idiot.
Yes. So, and I like Barbara Streisand. Ash, and I like Sean Penn and all of them.
Well, so what's that got to do with anything, man, liking Barbara Streisand or Sean Penn?
They said he was stupid. And everybody...
Okay.
How would you feel when your daughter tells you something that means you have to give oral sex to a man? How would you feel about your daughter then?
How would I feel if my daughter told me something that meant I had to give oral sex to another man?
Yes, sir. How would you feel about that?
I would first of all say, does my daughter know this information?
I don't know. That's not the point. But how would you feel if a little kid walked up to you and said something that basically means you got to go off and give that man oral sex?
She didn't say that to you, man. All she said was, they caught Saddam Hussein.
Which is the same thing as saying, you got to give Cliff Pettigrew a blow thing. I can't use the word. He told me I can't use the word.
Let me go to Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I really think that you need to give your head a shake, buddy, because you know what? You can't blame anybody else for your reactions. And if you don't want to be giving men oral sex, you need to keep your mouth shut.
Are you trying to tell me you thought they'd find Saddam Hussein? You know you didn't believe it, and neither did nobody else.
Well, that really doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is as a father, if my daughter told me something, I wouldn't slap her. You know, that's irresponsible. Like, you run a business. How do you keep your business solvent?
Because I have admitted I was wrong. My daughter, I have admitted I was wrong.
But you're trying to justify it, and you almost are intimating that the little girl knew the import of what she was saying to you.
My daughter might just as well have pulled that man's pants down for him.
Oh, come on, man.
That's crap. That's crap.
Well, I know that there isn't a man listening out there that hasn't made some kind of a stupid bet in his life.
Of course.
And so I made a stupid bet, I admit it. But how can it all be my fault?
Well, it is your fault because you made the bet in the first place. You know, and like, you can't go blaming other people for what's happened. And anybody that go to a Barbara Streisand website, maybe deep down inside, they want to give men oral sex.
You know what, sir? You can go straight down to the netherworld.
Oh, thank you.
Well, he just hung up on us. And it's the other guy did, too. Okay, what do I do? Try to get him back on? Stephen Bozell is my guest. He is filing litigation against 6 employees. He bet them this past summer that we would never catch Saddam Hussein. And he said that if we did ever catch Saddam Hussein, he'd give all 6 of those guys oral sex, which I'm sure he put it in a much cruder way. Well, we caught him yesterday, and these guys showed up in his office this morning with both their pants and their underwear off. He is suing them. He's suing his secretary. He also wants to file paperwork against the President of the United States. because President Bush, in finding Saddam Hussein, has subjected a lot of people, not just Steve Bozell, to ridicule this Monday.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We got Stephen Bozell on the phone. President George Bush announced the capture of Saddam Hussein yesterday. Mr. Bozell, you're one of many Americans who didn't think that it could be done, but it was done. Now you want to sue the president because he did it.
Well, I think you're mischaracterizing what I'm saying, Mr. Henry.
I don't believe I am, sir. I mean, you said that the president of the United States, the announcement caused you to strike your own daughter.
I had made a bet, sir, with some people that was a vulgar bet, and I have admitted to the vulgarity of it. But they came into my office with their clothes off. They're the one. My secretary's the one who is mocking me. I came out of the office to get some hot chocolate because that's what sometimes I'll have to calm my nerves. My secretary had...
This is Miss Napolitano?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I came out, and she has a banana. And I knew then that... When I saw that banana, I knew then that what this was harassment. That the President of the United States... You know, not everybody, he just made everybody look stupid who didn't believe in it.
Well, I believed we could catch Saddam. I've supported the war on terror. I've supported...
I know, sir. I've listened to your program. I've listened to a lot of reactionary things you've said.
Well, you can call me reactionary if you want to, but I ain't feeling bad today for myself. I feel great. In fact, I've never felt better. And ain't nobody sucking on a banana in front of me.
Well, you can make fun all you want, Mr. Edgar, but there are harassment laws in this state.
I'm well aware of those, sir. Here is Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, what's his name, Mr. Bozeman?
My name's Bozell, sir.
Bozell.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Bob, and I think that you are a jerk. How on earth do you think you can sue the president, number one?
Well, I'll tell you. Did he?
How did you find a lawyer that would even take the case?
My attorney is Dolores Blazengame of Riverside, California. I'd be happy to give you her phone number.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think if you're stupid enough to make a bet like that,
there you see. Now you're calling me stupid.
If you pardon the pun, why don't you just suck it up like a man? Pay off on your bet,
sir. I'd be happy. Oh, really? Pay off on the bet, huh?
Yeah.
Tell you what, maybe I bet you'd like to come out here and show me how, huh?
I know, I don't think so.
Yeah, I bet you could practice on me, too.
Okay, guys, let's just...
I think you're nothing but a fact.
All right, okay, so I had to cut that off. Get him back on and tell him to clean his language up, please. I don't want to hear that word, Mr. Bozell, on my program.
Well, that guy called me a homosexual.
All right, I know he called you homosexual. I need to get to a phone call here. Johnny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Phil.
Go ahead, sir.
Phil.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Johnny. I'm sorry. I can't hear you very well, but I just want to make a point.
Is Mr. Henry here? Mr. Henry, are you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
Yes. Is Mr. Henry there, too? I want to talk to him.
I can hear you if you just... Hold on for a minute.
Where is the man who says it's...
Hold on, everybody, hold on.
Well, I can't hear what you're saying to me because I can't hear it.
Will you shut... Both of you guys be quiet for a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, Johnny, you're there?
Yeah.
Okay, now, hold on. Mr. Bozell, are you there?
I was here.
Okay. Johnny, you go ahead. Mr. Bozell, you hold on.
Mr. Bozell, I'd just like to make this comment.
Yes, sir.
You are the person that made that bet.
Yeah.
Nobody forced you to do that.
That's true.
Okay?
That's
now,
true.
You may have done it while you were drinking. Well, people that drink do things of that nature.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes, sir.
But you can't hold the President of the United States responsible for the mistake that you made. You got to take responsibility for your own mistakes. Now, if you want to sue somebody, Barbara Streisand is the person you should be suing because she's the one that actually made you look like an idiot because you're listening to her show. Now, I feel like also that once you, if you take the president to court and lose the case, that the judge should order you to pay those debts.
Oh, yeah, that's very funny, Johnny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious.
Okay, now let me ask you something.
The president of the United States to court.
What if your own son, are you a father?
Absolutely.
Okay, what if your own son started playing, took up playing the flute, for instance?
Well, I trained my son up in the way that he should go, so I'm not worried about him going that way.
All right. No, I mean if he took up flute, say, in music class.
My son has nothing to do with this. This is between you and
well, I'm just
people
saying,
you
that's
made
the
that
shot.
Bet with.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's the reality that I face every day. My son started playing the flute. And everything that...
What has that got to do with anything, man? This thing you're seeing sexual harassment everywhere. Your son's playing the flute.
I will tell you this much. Does your boy wrestle?
No, my son doesn't wrestle. He doesn't participate in sports.
Do you know what it's like to see your own flesh and blood with a foot-long flute coming out of his mouth? From the...
All right, you know something? I can't... Johnny, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
I had to cut him off. He's...
I think he's unbalanced.
I think he's unbalanced.
There's something definitely wrong.
Yeah.
And he could have settled this. Now, he could have called up his buddies and
yeah.
said, hey, guys, I know I lost a bet. How can we settle this thing?
Well, what if they said, well, you know how.
Well, absolutely. I understand that.
Well, I think, drunken men say a lot of things that, in the light of day, you But these are a bunch of guys that were having fun with this guy.
Right.
Hold on for a minute. He's called back. Yes, are you back?
Yes, sir, I am. All right, just...
Never mind about your son having a foot-long flute coming out of his mouth, okay?
I'm just going to tell you this. This man says take responsibility. When's George Bush going to take responsibility for the fact that he captured Saddam Hussein?
George Bush did not make you make that bet. You did that on your own.
If he hadn't captured Saddam Hussein, I wouldn't be looking at the prospect of Cliff Pettigrew unzipping his fly and everything.
All right.
If you hadn't been listening to Barbara Streisand, you wouldn't be in the shape that you're in right now. You wouldn't be in this predicament.
Every time I think about Cliff unzipping his fly, I can only just see Streisand's nose. I just
get out of here. Listen, Johnny, thank you very much. Okay, so there you go. Some of you cats that didn't think we'd get Saddam, you can see what happened. This one guy made a bet, and now he's looking at six guys. He better start getting to work. Oh, man.
Ever since I made that bet, I can't see a jar of Clausen's pickles without...
Will you get out of here with your freaking bet? Jar of Clausen's pickles.
And no question, I think the quote from that one is, every time Cliff Pettigrew unzips his fly, I see Streisand's nose. Episode 153 of the classic podcast, Steve Bozell and the crew. And that jar of Clausen's pickles sounds good for lunch.